possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Second hour of the Greg Hill Show. Good morning if you're just joining us. Happy Friday. You've made it through the week, almost. I'm sure you have a full day ahead of you, but another beautiful weekend. Curtis already told us this morning, going to be a nice day today and a perfect weekend, and then we're going to get a bit, not chilly, but just a little cooler when it comes to Monday and Tuesday next week.
Going to feel like fall out there. Can't wait.
Going to be very, very nice. Twilight Teddy's called. He wants to talk to Razor about his lead. Twilight Teddy, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. Hey, welcome back, Razor.
Thanks, Teddy. Good to hear from you, buddy.
I know. I couldn't. I really look forward to calling in when I heard your voice, and I knew you were coming in. And I really love your lead this morning, the family values. And I just wanted to reflect on it for a moment because I've seen you with the Raycroft family all interacting together on the golf course. And, of course, the first thing I always notice is how everyone in your family says hello and what a good time they're having. Oh. And then I always notice how you're carrying your bag and your kids are usually carrying their bags also. And I really love those family values. And then I know your close family friends, the Harneys, there are two families there with each father has three sons and they're all hockey players. So there's got to be something to do with these family values and the hockey tradition in your family. And I always enjoy the fact that you never pass me by without saying hello.
Oh.
So God bless you, sir.
Teddy, that's so nice. Thanks for calling. That must feel good, especially when they're talking about your kids and the way your kids present themselves. Like, you did well.
Well, I got a long way to go. But yes, of course, that is, as a parent, most, yes, of course, that's what I'm striving to do. So Teddy's the best. Teddy loves golf, and he's always out there, and he's a great guy.
Teddy ball game.
Yeah, where does the nickname Twilight Teddy come from?
Because he plays golf at twilight every night.
Oh, I like
Twilight
that.
Teddy.
I like
Twilight
that.
Teddy.
I was nervous. Do you remember, I'm sure you do, that there's like some random dude that would call in and complain about bad performances you had in like the early 2000s?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like randomly bring up the first round series against the Canadians in 05 or something.
Yes, I get those too. So, you get all spectrums of calls
right. For
myself. But yeah, that guy, like somehow I was like losing him parlays before
was
there was parlays.
And he was mad as if the game had just occurred.
Yeah.
Passion, you know?
I want to know, because Courtney was out on a limb. She was mad at the separation. She loves love. And the goalie hug really resonated with her. And Linus and Swayman parted ways at the conclusion of the season that preceded this past one. Was it a mistake? How did they handle it? And why did last year go so poorly for the team and the goalie, more specifically?
Okay, well, so it had to end one way or the other. It had
did
to
it?
End. Yes, because both guys needed to play and wanted to play, and both guys are now making $8 million a year, and they were not going to be able to do that if they were on the same team. So both guys knew that it had to end. The Bruins made the decision on Swayman, which seemed very easy to do after the playoff run he had when he came in and beat Toronto in game seven and then played so well against Florida 2 years ago, I guess, already, a year and a half ago. So that both of those decisions were fairly easy, I think, to make and fairly obvious. Why last season went so poorly? Well, it didn't start off well with the negotiation. I think that had a piece in it. But at the end of the day, it was that year was always going to be a struggle for Jeremy Swayman. And I had said that right from the very start. Being the guy who plays every other game is one thing, and doing that at a high level is one thing. Being the guy who plays every night, being the guy who is the undisputed leader of the team, being the guy who has to play through his bad stretches is really hard to do. And Jeremy hadn't done that at the pro level. He really never done it ever in his life. If you go back, college, you play 40 games, and he did that very well, but never had to really play 55 games, do it at a high level, play through poor stretches, and it's hard to do. It's just really hard to do, and you can go through all of the goalies that have played in the NHL and have become great. They've had stumbles earlier in their career when they had to figure that out. So it was just always going to be hard for Jeremy. I think he dealt with it as best as he possibly could. I think he learned a lot. The good news is for all Bruins fans is that his work ethic never changed. His attitude for the most part didn't really change, and that's only going to make him better from my perspective and my experience going forward. He should be able to deal with all the pressure that was put on him last year in a better way this year.
Did you think other guys were upset with him going into last season? Anybody else upset with the holdout, everything that went in?
I think not upset. Like, no one's ever...
Annoyed?
Annoyed would probably be a better word. I think no one's ever thinks about somebody else's money. Guys go through it business-wise, you know, whether it's the all pro sports. We all know. We all get it. Everyone's trying to get as much money as they can because we all have a small window to get it. But you can be annoyed at times when certain things happen, when there's a little bit too much talking, or whether I have to talk about this guy's...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Negotiation, right, or holdout over and over again, there can be some annoyance. So there might have been some of that, but at the end of the day, everybody got it. I think it didn't affect the locker room because he held out. I think it affected Jeremy, but not the entire locker room.
It seemed like when everybody was going through it, that Marchand seemed a bit annoyed that it was constantly being brought up. He made a few comments that we played on this show where he was like, you know, I handle negotiations in a certain way.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that may have been the beginning of the end for his feelings with the Bruins. I don't know where you stand on that, but...
No, I think Brad is very honest, and Brad is very has no problem. We've seen it while he was here in different circumstances. We've seen it since he won the Stanley Cup in Florida. He's a pretty open book, and I think you talk about that annoyance. He was the one who had to answer to it every day,
right.
And I think you just heard some of that. But again, at the end of the day, he's also been around a long time, and certainly didn't hold anything or any grudge or anything like that. And I don't think if anything, he was probably just right in the middle when it came to that.
When it came to him winning the Stanley Cup, did he do a day back here in Boston? Was there like a secret, anything? We thought maybe he'd come to the North End with the Stanley Cup, maybe.
Well, there's no secrets anymore, right? And especially Brad's life.
Well, there were secrets during COVID. I mean, all the Bruins and Greg were able to go to like underground bars and Greg gave pasta COVID. And we remember how that all turned out.
Yes, that's right. I do recall that.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than just them going to underground bars.
Right, of course.
Throw them a break. Yeah. No, it seemed like Brad did all his celebrating up in the eastern part of Canada. Maybe the cup couldn't pass the border.
Tariffs.
Inspection, tariffs. It would have cost an extra couple $100 to bring the cup down here. So he seems to be enjoying himself up in the eastern part of Canada until he goes back to Florida.
And I'm sorry, Courtney. I realize you teased this.
It's all right.
It's entirely. I started talking and I couldn't pull it back in, so I am really sorry.
We'll get to how you feel about Sturm when it comes to.
We can do it.
And I want to hear his thoughts on the firing of Monty and what happened there.
Yes. There's a lot of Bruins talk to get to.
How many coaches can a guy fire before his ass is on the firing line?
Here we go. 820.
Yes. Yeah. 820 is going to be a hot one. I know that you always rub people a little wrong when it comes to Bruins talk.
I'm going to go run a lap.
But there you go, Dark and Stormy in the Twitch. They asked if you were able to celebrate the cup with Marshy at all. It doesn't seem like he made it here. So
no, I didn't.
There
I
you
did
go.
Not, did you FaceTime and say hello?
Send a text?
Not, no. No, yes, certainly.
Did you get a response?
Yeah.
Sure?
No, because I know the next question is what was the response?
Okay.
Yeah, nice try.
Well, if you're watching on Twitch this morning, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. We're live on Twitch and YouTube every day. Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. We got to get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Pats had their second and final joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. A pretty big scuffle took place with Mike Vrabel once again jumping in. No blood this time for the head coach who celebrated his 50th birthday yesterday. The O-line had a tough day according to those in attendance. Drake May finished 8 of 11 and 11 on 11s while Josh Dobbs was 11 of 17. Will Campbell had a false start in the final period and Morgan Moses gave up a sack. So weird. We were just talking about Morgan Moses earlier this week. A bit of a jinx there because you and I were saying nobody's really talking about him. We had a caller who made a great point saying that he believes Morgan should be a captain this season for the Pats.
A quick note, Ken sent me this from Andrew Callahan's coverage of the Patriots joint practices. May was sacked 5 times yesterday, quote unquote, because they don't actually let you sack them, and 35 times in camp already. So Shime's excuse about the O-line, obviously we can't really tell what's real and what's not when it's not a game that they can actually take the quarterback to the ground because May's pretty elusive.
Yeah.
But the offensive line is the number one concern, I would guess.
Well, the Pats take on the Vikings tomorrow in their second preseason game out in Minnesota at 1 p.m. The Red Sox back at home tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. I know James enjoys taking in a ball game or two. Will you be heading to Fenway, friendly Fenway, this weekend?
We will not. Got my Uncle George heading to town from Denver, so we're going to see him out and meet him on Sunday. And I don't know, low-key weekend on tap. Nothing too much on the plans.
Oh, those are always the best weekends. Yeah. Braintree took on the Southeast Regional Champs from South Carolina in the first round of the Little League World Series last night. They fell 13-0, and now we'll continue on in the elimination bracket with their next game against Richmond, Texas tomorrow at 3. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we have They Said It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.